transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. You'd be surprised when you look into the scripture who you are really serving. Just because you come to church and clap and sing Lion of Judah doesn't necessarily mean. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, here he puts that challenge out to the Israelites, choose you this day whom you will serve. Look at someone, tell them right now, choose today whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want you to make that declaration. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Say it again. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Say it one more time. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. That's important that you say that. Matthew 6:24. First, we have to choose. Here's why. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is not just dollar bills. Washingtons or Hamiltons or Lincolns or whatever they are. It's not just dollar bills. Mammon is anything that will take your affection away from God. I want to ask you tonight, are you after the gift or the giver? Are you consumed with the gift or are you consumed with the giver? The Lord has to prepare you, prepare me, prepare us for what's coming so that you don't get engrossed with the gift. But you stay sober and vigilant and steady and intimate with God. Amen. So the first thing is you have to choose who you will serve. Amen. Is your job competing with God? Your bank account or lack thereof? Amen. Now, put this in context. Has your doctor taken the place of God? Has science taken the place of your faith? Say amen real loud, everybody. Amen. Has knowledge, education displaced God? These are good questions we need to ask ourselves. Sometimes we can complicate things when God wants to keep it simple. Keep our love pure for Him. But we cannot serve God and mammon. Tell somebody, choose whom you will serve. Give me Mark 11, chapter 11 of Mark, verse 20 through 26. Not only must we choose whom we will serve, but when we are walking in faith, the first thing concerning faith, you must choose the outcome. Well, you never know what God will do. No, we know what God will do. Come on. We must begin to take responsibility for some things and not just leave it in the gray area, but we must learn to choose the outcome. You hear me tell the story. I heard it years and years ago of the man that was in a prayer line. R.W. Schembach was praying for people. And the guy came up and he said, what can I pray for you about? He said, I want a job. He said, well, what kind of job? He said, oh, any kind of job will do. He laid hands on him and said, Lord, bless this man with a shoe shine job. Now, nothing wrong with shoe shine job. He bless this man with a shoe. And he come back and said, wait a minute, I want no shoe shine job. He said, well, get specific. Amen. Choose your outcome. Amen. Now, this will rattle some of your cages tonight. Because you just used to, well, Lord, whatever you want, however you want to bless me. The Lord said, oh, okay. But as we grow and become more focused, more mature, the desires of our heart begin to, solidify. Because the desires of our heart are what we have become. And see, you don't get in life what you desire. In that sense, you get what you are. Even if you're desiring something way out there, God has to make you for it. You have to be suited, fashioned for it. Amen? So that's why the process with some takes so long, because your head is so hard. Say amen real loud. Somebody got real quiet over here. I felt it. How many of we have been hard-headed? My mother used to tell me all the time, a hard head makes a soft behind. And that's sometimes why you go through so much. Where are we at? Mark 11, chapter 11, verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. The original says, have the faith of God. Have God's faith. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, I'm going to show you something here. Forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. What is that? You know, you can, there's a lot you can dig out of that. But the problem that many face is that they harbor things in their heart. And so they have it's a real difficult time believing what you say. Amen. Believing that you receive what you say when you harbor stuff. Yes, sir. Come on, let's be honest. Let's be frank. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. When you're holding offense, hatred or malice or stuff in your heart, it's hard. It's a hard road to believe. That's why God says, when you stand praying, forgive, let that stuff go. Let all that stuff go so that you can be effective. When you say something, it has to come to pass. You can receive what you are saying. But with all that stuff in the way down in there, you can be saying a whole bunch of stuff. And you know, you're convinced it just don't work. No, it ain't working for you. Because you're stopping up all that stuff. It'll work for anybody. He said, you believe what you say, you shall have what you say. But you have to determine the outcome. But you first got to locate yourself in the kingdom within first. Let God talk to you. Learn how to repent. Amen. Learn how to repent. Stop being so proud or haughty. Amen. Self-righteous. All that stuff before God, you listen, you're naked. He's looking right at you. Can't hide. He sees your heart. So just about stop playing games. So you can step into your authority. He said, have God's faith, for if you will say to this mountain, and believe in your heart, doubt not, but believe what you are saying. But then he says, if you have aught in your heart, he says, repent. In other words, you got to get that stuff straight on the inside first. Amen. 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 You must choose the outcome. Once you sweep the house and get the furniture in order, then you choose the outcome. He said, you will have what you say. Tell somebody, you got to say something. You can't be saying nothing, because you'll have what you say, which is nothing. Three things you can do. You can have a positive scriptural confession and declaration, which will cause all of heaven, all of heaven's government to go in to work in your behalf. Angels and everyone. Amen. Or you can have no confession and be a victim of the circumstances. Amen. You know, I should have said something. It's too late. Or you can have that negative confession, which creeps in on people a lot of times, because their strength is weak in adversity. So they start agreeing with stuff. And then you invite the demonics, the demoniacs. Those evil spirits come and they try to lodge and trouble. And that's sometimes what's behind all that stuff. It's not God, it's you. Let's get back at the word. So, spoken words, listen, words that we speak, as Jesus said, you'll have what you say. Words that we speak emerge from our thoughts. That's why you gotta have the house in order. You can't be thinking all crazy, kind of weird stuff and saying all kind of weird stuff and expect the blessings of the Lord. God's grace is always with us, but he's teaching us how to have dominion in every domain. Amen. Amen. You see, when speaking to the mountain, you must first decide you want the mountain removed. What you want to do with the mountain? Oh, no, I'm going to go up there and plant a flag on top of it. Plant some trees and flowers. I don't know. Do you want the mountain removed? Amen. Well, you have to say unto the mountain, amen. Amen. It might be contrary to popular opinion. But what do you want? Amen. This is why I said we have to choose who we will serve. Amen. We can't let mammon govern our thought life, because words emerge from our thoughts. Tell somebody, get outside the box. God is saying, what do you want? What are you saying?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
NR Salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Against the boulders, and my ship's tossed on an angry sea, I feel you. your head.